An Empty Room, Stories by Musin. The whisperings in the boat faded. Each found something to do. Some played chess or cards, others ate sunflower seeds. A few opened the fruit boxes that the monk had given them and beckoned me to eat with them on board. I waved a no thanks. There were plenty of interesting things along the shore. Pebbles of myriad hues, green snail shells. I felt a pang of regret. I didn't think it would take so long. I'm coming, coming, rose the voice of the young boatman, although we couldn't see him. He emerged from a small path and slowed to a stride. With a broad smile, he slipped one hand inside his padded jacket that was tied with a belt and took out the bowl. The cotton paper was torn and soaked with sweat. I received the bowl with both of my hands, thanked him, and walked across the plank, holding it carefully. The boat rocked slightly until there was a gradual rhythmic evenness of rowing. The river unfolded like a huge expanse of silk. The pace of the boat breaking the waves and the occasional words exchanged between the boatmen at the oars created a rare tranquillity. I didn't feel like going into the cabin and sat alone at the bow. Slowly, the river became even broader and the mountains flat. I thought I should wash the bowl. With so many people on board, the waterline was quite high. I barely had to bend my arm to touch the river. So I filled the bowl with water and poured it skyward. In the sunlight, drops of water looked like pearls. I stood up and tried to throw the water a bit further away when my finger slipped and the bowl dropped. In the swirling river, the bowl face up was a lotus leaf, separated from its stem, floating up and down, quickly disappearing toward the stern, further and further away.